In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 360. Why is the Mass the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross? The Mass is the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross because in the Mass, the victim is the same, and the principal priest is the same, Jesus Christ. Considering the Mass as a ceremony, we see that the Mass is a sacrifice, but it is also a ceremony. Our blessed Lord did not want his sacrifice continued in the same bloody way in which he offered it on the cross. That would be too hard for us. So at the Last Supper, he gave us a ceremony under which we could continue his sacrifice. The Mass is the same basic ceremony as the Last Supper, with other prayers and actions that have been added by the Church in the course of time. But it is not an empty ceremony. It is a ceremony which is a sacrament, that is, a sign of the action of Christ, a channel of grace. It is a sign of his action on the cross. On the cross and in the Mass, there is the same priest, the same gift or victim, and the same act of offering. So on the cross, the priest is Jesus Christ. In the Mass, the priest is Jesus Christ, the invisible priest of every Mass. The ordained priest, such as myself, takes his place. On the cross, the victim, or the gift, is Christ's body and blood. And in the Mass, the victim is Christ's body and blood under the appearances of bread and wine. On the cross, the act of offering is the act of love of the Sacred Heart, shown by the shedding of its precious blood. And the act of offering in the Mass is the same act of love of the Sacred Heart shown by the separate consecration of bread and wine to symbolize the death of Christ on the cross. So the priest and the victim are identical. And it is true, this would be too hard for us. We could not stand it, bearing even the sight of him suffering in such a terrible way. The film, The Passion of the Christ, was made by the actor Mel Gibson and director. He was accused in many ways of being too violent in that film, and yet he correctly said, "Had I shown a fraction of what the real violence against Christ was, it would be far, far more violent than what I made. I toned it down." And this is true. Question 361. What are the purposes for which the Mass is offered? The purposes for which the Mass is offered are, first, to adore God as our Creator and Lord. Second, to thank God for his many favors. Third, to ask God to bestow his blessings on all men. Fourth, to satisfy the justice of God for the sins committed against him. These purposes are realized in every Mass regarding of the dispositions of the priest or people. In addition, there flow from each Mass special fruits or blessings upon the celebrant, servers, those present, those for whom it is offered, and all mankind, especially all members of the Church and the souls in purgatory. These blessings may be increased or decreased by the good or bad disposition of each person concerned. The Mass stipend. Sometimes people give a priest an offering to say a Mass for some intention they desire or some person, living or dead, for whom they want to pray. This offering is not buying a Mass, since the Mass is beyond price, and all the money in the world would not buy one Mass. The value of the Mass is the value of the precious blood of Christ, but the Mass stipend is given to help support the priest who says the Mass. In former centuries, people would make an offering of food, articles of clothing, firewood, etc., to the priest. But nowadays, they usually find it easier and simpler. Simply to make a donation. So, these are realized, these gifts, these fruits are realized because Christ is the one offering the sacrifice. And because of him, the Mass has infinite value to God. But there are also fruits or good results of the Mass to us. The fruits, this first has to do with the priest. If he celebrates with devotion and dedication, if he prepares his sermon, say, tries to communicate the truth of the faith in some good way, if he is reverent, respectful, then this produces much fruit in the faithful. And if they attend the Mass with devotion and dedication on their part, in other words, they prepare well for it, try to communicate the truth of the Mass in the way they behave, the way they dress, then it will produce even more fruit. Then add the beauty of the church itself, the music, and the Mass becomes an extremely powerful experience, a great means of evangelization. H.L. Mencken, an agnostic curmudgeon of the early 20th century, once said in an essay called Holy Writ, where he expressed a sincere admiration for the Catholic Church, despite, he says, its frequent astounding imbecilities, still, he said, it had always kept clearly before it the fact that religion is not a syllogism, but a poem. He went on to say that a solemn high mass must be 1,000 times as impressive to a man with any genuine religious sense in him as the most powerful sermon ever roared from under the big top. In the face of overwhelming beauty, it is not necessary to belabor the faithful with logic. They are better convinced by letting them alone. Now, of course, he means he wants to be left alone. Don't bother me with any of this religious stuff. I am quite comfortable in my agnosticism and the moral universe, which I alone have constructed, and is quite uncomfortable with any demand of the church upon him. But still, he's worth listening to, because there's a great truth there. The Mass, when it is celebrated well and beautifully, it has a power that exceeds any sermon, any words that can possibly be uttered. So if we talk about a Mass where the priest is not reverent, where the sermon has nothing to do really with God, where the servers, say, are bored or flippant, then that reduces the fruits of the Mass and places a great burden upon the faithful. One more thing on this number, the Mass stipend. When you give a priest a stipend to say a Mass for some particular intention, he is obliged, under serious sin, to say it, if he accepts it. It doesn't pay, again, for the Mass itself, but for the work, if you will, that the priest does to say it. He has to record it, he makes mention of the intention, he prays that intention during the Mass, his work in the sacristy, preparing for Mass, the prayers he will say in the Mass for that intention. Now, all of that, of course, he's already paid. He has a salary, and that's how he makes ends meet. The amount of a stipend is regulated by a diocese, and in ours, the stipend is $10. However, it is also clear, and this is the policy of the Fraternity of St. Peter as well, of course, that if a poor person cannot afford this, and can only afford, say, $7 or $5 or $2, or maybe can't afford anything at all regarding cash, then the priest must accept what they can afford. And sometimes you get the situation where somebody says, well, I can volunteer, I can do some work around the parish, some cleaning or tidying up, and could I do that in exchange for a stipend? And the answer is, of course you can.